Third part, question 62. The sacrament's principal effect, which is grace. Article 1. Whether the sacraments are a cause of grace. St. Augustine says that the baptismal water touches the body and cleanses the heart. But the heart is not cleansed save through grace. Therefore it causes grace, and for like reason so do the other sacraments of the Church. We must say that in some way the sacraments of the New Law cause grace, for it is evident that through the sacraments of the New Law man is incorporated with Christ. Thus the Apostle says of baptism in Galatians 3:27, "As many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ," and man is made a member of Christ through grace alone. An efficient cause is twofold, principal and instrumental. The principal cause works by the power of its form, to which form the effect is likened, just as fire by its own heat makes something hot. In this way, none but God can cause grace, since grace is nothing else than a participated likeness of the divine nature, according to 2 Peter 1:4, "He hath given us most great and precious promises, that we may be partakers of the divine nature." But the instrumental cause works not by the power of its form, but only by the motion whereby it is moved by the principal agent, so that the effect is not likened to the instrument, but to the principal agent. For instance, the couch is not like the axe, but like the art which is in the craftsman's mind. And it is thus that the sacraments of the New Law cause grace, for they are instituted by God to be employed for the purpose of conferring grace. Hence St. Augustine says, "All these things, namely the sacraments, are done and pass away, but the power, that is of God, which works by them, remains forever." Now that is, properly speaking, an instrument by which someone works. Wherefore it is written in Titus 3:5, "He saved us by the laver of regeneration." First objection. It seems that the sacraments are not the cause of grace. For it seems that the same thing is not both sign and cause, since the nature of sign appears to be more in keeping with an effect. But a sacrament is a sign of grace, therefore it is not its cause. Reply to the first objection. The principal cause cannot properly be called a sign of its effect, even though the latter be hidden and the cause itself sensible and manifest. But an instrumental cause, if manifest, can be called a sign of a hidden effect, for this reason, that it is not merely a cause, but also in a measure an effect, insofar as it is moved by the principal agent. And in this sense, the sacraments of the New Law are both cause and signs. Hence, too, is it that, to use the common expression, they affect what they signify. From this it is clear that they perfectly fulfill the conditions of a sacrament, being ordained to something sacred, not only as a sign, but also as a cause. Second objection. Nothing corporeal can act on a spiritual thing, since the agent is more excellent than the patient. But the subject of grace is the human mind, which is something spiritual. Therefore, the sacraments cannot cause grace. Reply to the second objection. An instrument has a twofold action. One is instrumental, in respect of which it works not by its own power, but by the power of the principal agent. The other is its proper action, which belongs to it in respect of its proper form. Thus it belongs to an axe to cut asunder by reason of its sharpness, but to make a couch, insofar as it is the instrument of an art. But it does not accomplish the instrumental action, save by exercising its proper action, for it is by cutting that it makes a couch. In like manner, the corporeal sacraments, by their operation, which they exercise on the body that they touch, accomplish through the divine institution an instrumental operation on the soul. For example, the water of baptism, in respect of its proper power, cleanses the body, and thereby, inasmuch as it is the instrument of the divine power, cleanses the soul, since from soul and body one thing is made. And thus it is that St. Augustine says that it touches the body and cleanses the heart. Third objection. What is proper to God should not be ascribed to a creature, but it is proper to God to cause grace, according to Psalm 83:12, "The Lord will give grace and glory." Since, therefore, the sacraments consist in certain words and created things, it seems that they cannot cause grace. Reply to the third objection. This argument considers that which causes grace as principal agent, for this belongs to God alone, as stated above. Article 5. Whether the sacraments of the New Law derive their power from Christ's passion. On Romans 5:14, after the similitude of the transgression of Adam, etc., a commentary says, "From the side of Christ asleep on the cross flowed the sacraments which brought salvation to the church. Consequently, it seems that the sacraments derive their power from Christ's passion." As stated in Article 1, a sacrament in causing grace works after the manner of an instrument. Now an instrument is twofold, the one separate as a stick, for instance, the other united as a hand. Moreover, the separate instrument is moved by means of the united instrument, as a stick by the hand. Now the principal efficient cause of grace is God himself, in comparison with whom Christ's humanity is as a united instrument, whereas the sacrament is as a separate instrument. Consequently, the saving power must needs be derived by the sacraments from Christ's Godhead through his humanity. Now sacramental grace seems to be ordained principally to two things, namely to take away the defects consequent on past sins, insofar as they are transitory in act but endure in guilt, and, further, to perfect the soul in things pertaining to divine worship in regard to the Christian religion. But it is manifest that Christ delivered us from our sins principally through his passion, not only by way of efficiency and merit, but also by way of satisfaction. Likewise, by his passion, he inaugurated the rites of the Christian religion by offering himself an oblation and a sacrifice to God. Wherefore, it is manifest that the sacraments of the Church derive their power specially from Christ's passion, the virtue of which is in a manner united to us by our receiving the sacraments. It was in sign of this that from the side of Christ hanging on the cross there flowed water and blood, the former of which belongs to baptism, the latter to the Eucharist, which are the principal sacraments. First objection. It seems that the sacraments of the New Law do not derive their power from Christ's passion. For the power of the sacraments is in the causing of grace, which is the principle of spiritual life in the soul. But as St. Augustine says, the Word, as he was in the beginning with God, quickens souls, as he was made flesh, quickens bodies. Since, therefore, Christ's passion pertains to the Word as made flesh, it seems that it cannot cause the power of the sacraments. Reply to the first objection. The Word, forasmuch as he was in the beginning with God, quickens souls as principal agent, but his flesh and the mysteries accomplished therein are as instrumental causes in the process of giving life to the soul, while in giving life to the body they act not only as instrumental causes, but also to a certain extent as exemplars. Second objection. The power of the sacrament seems to depend on faith. For as St. Augustine says, the divine word perfects the sacrament not because it is spoken, but because it is believed. But our faith regards not only Christ's passion, but also the other mysteries of his humanity, and in a yet higher measure, his divinity. Therefore it seems that the power of the sacraments is not due specially to Christ's passion. Reply to the second objection. Christ dwells in us by faith, see Ephesians 3:17. Consequently, by faith, Christ's power is united to us. Now the power of blotting out sin belongs in a special way to his passion, and therefore men are delivered from sin especially by faith in his passion, according to Romans 3:25, whom God hath proposed to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Therefore the power of the sacraments which is ordained unto the remission of sins is derived principally from faith in Christ's passion. Third objection. The sacraments are ordained unto man's justification, according to 1 Corinthians 6:11, you are washed, you are justified. Now justification is ascribed to the resurrection, according to Romans 4:25, who rose again for our justification. Therefore it seems that the sacraments derive their power from Christ's resurrection, rather than from his passion. Reply to the third objection. Justification is ascribed to the resurrection by reason of the term wither, which is newness of life through grace. But it is ascribed to the passion by reason of the term whence, that is, in regard to the forgiveness of sin.